USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Today marks 1 year since Russia invaded their neighbor Ukraine that has put Europe on a war footing again. President Putin, 1 year ago, via a translator.
Whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden announced the United States will send another $2 billion to Ukraine's war effort. The White House will announce new sanctions on Moscow very soon. Biden, G7 leaders, and Ukraine President Zelensky will meet virtually today to discuss plans moving forward. Former Naval Intelligence Officer Robert Charles on Fox News says if war starts under the Biden administration, we are not prepared.
The contrast with Ukraine is extreme. We have cut back our shipbuilding capability. We have 20, I think the budget last year for Biden was $27 billion for shipbuilding, and we've given just in the last year $66 billion to Ukraine.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen confronted senior Russian officials during a meeting of finance ministers of the Group of 20 Nations on Friday, calling it a moral imperative to end the war in Ukraine.
We continue to ramp up the sanctions as we see ways to strengthen them and to diminish evasion.
A sprawling intense winter storm continues to affect the lower 48 states, with the worst effects felt in the upper Midwest, Northeast, and West Coast Thursday. Today, rare blizzard warnings are being issued for the Southern California mountains and the mountains around San Francisco, California. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Piera.
This has the potential to bring some significant snow to parts of even Southern California that don't typically see snow.
This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thousands of Amazon staffers are resisting the return-to-office mandate, which was announced Friday and is set to go into effect May 1st. Just days earlier, Amazon held an all-hands meeting but made no mention of the shift.
As of early Wednesday afternoon, more than 20,000 people had joined a Slack channel to discuss the change, while roughly 10,000 people had signed a petition calling for CEO Andy Jassy to reverse course. In October 2021, Jassy's most recent update to staff about remote work, he announced that the company planned to leave decisions about office attendance to individual teams rather than enacting a blanket policy. Some comments suggest the move is being made to encourage employees to quit. Two major rounds of layoffs have occurred since the fall. I'm Victoria Idoni.
China may want to arm Russian forces fighting in Ukraine, but they also claim they want to bring everyone to the peace table.
It's something that could become all too familiar as the hellish war grinds on ceasefires. Now, China is calling for one, asking for open peace talks by major players as well. The Chinese said they're ready to assist with post-conflict resolution issues. The UN demanding Russia just pull its troops out now. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.